What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And my name is Meg. Welcome back, y'all.
Yay! Welcome back.
About this episode.
Yeah, extra special episode. I wasn't saying another week, but it is an extra special episode.
Extra special. Yeah. I know y'all are surprised to be hearing from us, not only during a off week, but on a Tuesday. So we are just really switching some shit up this week.
Yeah. And it's worth it. So we wanted to drop this episode a little bit early for those of us who are right now in the, what they call it, the Great Llama Migration or whatever.
There we go.
Yeah. So we give y'all something to listen to while y'all travel. I know a lot of folks are driving. Got a lot of Texas folks heading over to Wild. Or while you are flying or however you get in there, boat. I don't know what you do.
Not a boat.
But you got your entertainment here with Planners and Wine. So we wanted to make sure y'all got it ahead of time.
Yes, and this is such an extra special episode because we were able to interview two of our favorite people in this community, Miss VJ from Notique and Miss Bonnie from Archer and Olive. Yes. They have been on the show before and we love them so much. They are going to be gracing that Go Wild stage in a couple of days. So we had to give y'all a little extra special, extra exclusive preview of what's to come if you're attending Go Wild this year. It's amazing. And if you're not, that's totally okay. We want to make you feel like you're there. So hopefully this can do that for y'all as well.
Yes, yes, that's definitely the goal. Regardless if you're going or not, you kind of get a taste of what it is there. So hopefully we achieve that with this episode. I'm so excited for y'all to definitely hear it. It's so good talking to VJ and Bonnie.
So good, so good. But before we get into those interviews, we got a couple things we got to talk about also, Myra, okay? Our live podcast taping on Thursday at Go Wild.
I'm so Y'all ate that up.
It's going to be so much fun, and we appreciate you guys who are able to sign up for that. And if you weren't, like I said, so sorry if you guys missed out, but we will be putting the taping on our podcast feed within the next couple of weeks. And you're gonna see us all over the place at Go Wild, so do not feel like that was your only opportunity to come say hey or anything like that.
Yeah,
we're gonna be bopping around per usual, so we appreciate y'all's support a lot. And Myra and I will be hosting a Beyonce listening party. We're going to be going through the entire Cowboy Carter album and probably Renaissance as well, because you know,
yeah, it just translates into it so perfectly. So
exactly, we have to. And that is going to be taking place on Friday at Go Wild. I'm trying to bring up the room on our thing. I can't remember it.
It's at 3, right, though?
Yes, it's from 3 to 5 o'clock on Friday. If you have the Go Wild app, it is in the agenda on Friday. If you go to the member-led meetups, they have the whole agenda of all the other meetups that are going on. That will be from 3 to 5 o'clock in Lupinec, L-U-P-I-N-E-C, and they also have a little map on there so that you can see, like, where all the rooms are, and there's no need to sign up or anything. It's purely just come and go, come, hang out, go to another one or go do something else. You definitely do not have to stay, but we're going to be having a lot of fun listening to some Beyonce. So definitely come check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely agree. Don't feel like you have to stay at one, pop in, pop out. There is no signups for the member-led meetups, but we definitely want to see y'all at the Beyonce listening party, because it's going to be a beeha good time.
No, literally, it's gonna be so much fun. And I've been talking to Erica from the Circle Party. Shout out to her. She's having a Taylor Swift listening party at the same time. And obviously, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah,
to take place at the time because I can only be in one place. But me and her were literally like, we need to take like a Swiftie beehive like unity picture. Something just to show that the fandoms are good. The fandoms mess with each other, okay? It's good.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're looking at it from social media lens, it's like a war, but it's like
it's not in real life.
Some people love both, It's fine.
You know, it's fine. They can.
They love each other, Beyonce and Tay Tay. So it's,
yes,
it's good. But
exactly. And like I said, if you're looking for more information on all the member-led meetups that will be taking place on Friday, definitely just check out the Go Wild app and look at that agenda, and it will give you all the details or whatever. One last thing before we go to these interviews. I know y'all are so anxious to hear from Bunny and VJ. Myra, do we have any last minute advice for first timers, returners who might be nervous about it being in a new place, new city? Like, what advice do we have for Go Wild attendees this year?
I would say, particularly for this Go Wild, comfortable shoes. It's big.
That's a good one.
It's it's very big. There's going to be some walking. Like you said, like even if you do like the member-led meetups on Friday, you can be bouncing around. So be comfortable. Pack light. I know that's hard.
I feel like you're talking to me with that pack light.
I know it's hard, but
or if you can't pack light, at least bring another bag to put all your swag and stuff in, because trust me, between the sponsor tables and the swag, you're gonna have a lot of stuff to take home.
The table mate gifts. I don't know why that just slipped my mind that quick. Like, so those things and things that you like probably get with your friends and stuff, or if this is your first time in Texas, maybe you do some souvenir, just have stuff, have a place to put that stuff. But yeah, those are the ones I can think of. Which ones do you got?
I think that's great. This is based on chatter I've been seeing in the Go Wild 2024 Facebook group. Y'all do not feel pressure to bring stuff, to bring table mate gifts, or to bring stuff that you need to like pass out and stuff just because other people are doing it. When I tell you it's okay if you don't have anything to give away, I promise it's okay, especially if it's your first time. Like, do not feel like, be okay with just going and just getting a feel for it. And if you decide this is something you want to do next year, that's totally fine. But I definitely saw this morning people even still talking about, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't even come. I don't even have nothing to give out. That's not like,
it's not,
yeah, just come as you are. I promise.
The presence is a present. Okay.
Literally. Literally,
like, come keep that in your mind.
With a great attitude and an open like spirit, like ready to like make friends and talk to people, and you're gonna have the best time on earth. And I guarantee you, nobody's gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, she didn't bring this. She didn't bring." Nobody cares. It's fine. It's fine.
I'm gonna tell you right now. We don't care.
We don't care.
We don't care. As long it's as you're there, that's all that matters. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I think another piece of advice I have is don't be afraid to go up and say hey to people. You know, like if you see somebody that you recognize from Instagram or, you know, your favorite podcasters or something, don't be afraid to come up and say hello. And also don't be offended if you met somebody before and they don't remember that they met you and they're like, what's your name? Please don't be offended. It's not a big deal. Like, people forget that they meet people all the time. That absolutely happens.
Especially in the environment.
Yeah, when you're meeting like literally hundreds or thousands of people. So honestly, when I walk up to somebody, unless it's somebody I know for sure knows me, I come in with the thinking they probably don't remember me. So I come in like ready to introduce myself. So I think that's the best way. Like, come up and be like, hey, I'm Megan. And they're probably like, girl, I know you. Hey, you know, that's better than making people feel weird when I remember your name when they ain't seen you in a year. So I'm just saying, let's keep down the awkwardness. Besides that, we are just so excited to be at Go Wild again. I just cannot believe it's already that time of year again. And I am just feeling so excited, a little nervous, a little overwhelmed, but overall just super pumped to be with my people again.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm so excited for it to be in Dallas so I can just focus on just wild and relaxation as much as I can with wild, not really having to worry about seeing things, because, you know, I've been there, but that's another thing too. So if this is your first time in Texas and you want to kind of do all the things, just remember to take those breaks.
Yes, take
it's, breaks. It's a lot. Wild in itself is a lot, but if you're also trying to like do some sightseeing and go Buc-ee's or whatever, you can't do it all. It's okay. You can't do it all.
And honestly, don't be afraid to go back to your room and decompress if you need a minute. Don't feel like you're going to miss stuff. I promise you, if you miss something, you'll be fine. Your rest and your self-care and your mental health is more important. So definitely prioritize that. Also prioritize food. Prioritize rest and food as much as humanly possible. Stay hydrated. Yes, stay hydrated. Go ahead and download DoorDash and have it on deck so you can order some food.
Yep, absolutely. It just gets crazy. And when you're having fun, like, you would forget. Like, you would probably go all day without eating.
Yep.
Yeah, so just be prepared. If y'all listen to this, just go ahead, download it now.
Yep.
Try to make out a little plan like Meg did, like when we supposed to get food and stuff.
Yeah, that note been made for months, too. I made that months ago.
But y'all can do it now. As long as y'all not driving.
There we go.
Yeah, just take a moment and plan out some time to eat, because it just gets crazy. It just gets crazy.
Exactly.
It gets wild.
But yeah, y'all, we are so excited for Go Wild this year and so excited to see you guys. We obviously will be recapping our experience with Go Wild in a couple of weeks. So definitely stay tuned for that. We will give y'all all the details. And I think we can go ahead and get into our first interview with VJ.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, y'all. So we are here with Queen V, aka VJ, in the building on Planners and Wine once again. Welcome back, VJ. We are so happy to be talking to you again, cousin.
I'm excited. Hello, cousins, and the cousins of the cousins. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so y'all know, VJ is our cousin, not Charles, but Charles by association, okay?
Right. Look, only in the planet community can you acquire cousins, okay? Only.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly. We are so excited to talk to you again, VJ, and we are so excited to see you at Go Wild next week. How are you feeling about Go Wild Dallas?
Oh my gosh, my packing is feeling wild for sure.
Right. Even though I'm sure you have the most beautiful luggage on the planet, obviously.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, we stop the show when we're traveling. Sometimes I'm walking in the airport and people are like, where did you get that from? And I totally act like, I'm like, oh, it's a brand called Notique. That's what I just
I love it. I love it.
So I'm excited. I'm sort of, you never finish packing for Go Wild is what I've learned.
That's very true.
Am I right?
Yeah.
We're probably going to be buying something once we get there.
Literally. So much of comes up. You just cannot help it. But it's like our advice that we always try to give to people is like, you know, don't do too much. Don't feel too much pressure to do too much. Like, do what you're comfortable with. But everybody's comfortable level is different.
Yeah.
Right. Ours is pretty up there for after.
Yeah, we're kind of extra.
So.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think I'm extra.
Yes. Agreed. We love self-awareness.
Yes.
I never want to forget something. And I'm that girl. I will plan packing my microwave with me. I'm not kidding. Like, I plan everything.
That's why I know you're my cousin, because I just told Myra I bought a portable tea kettle, like a travel tea kettle, so I can make tea in my room, and it's just right there. See?
No, I have a food plan. I have a meal plan for Go Wild.
Myra, let her know. Do I have a meal plan, Myra? Yes. We might be soulmates, VJ.
No, I have. I know what I'm going to eat. I cooked last night to freeze, and I'm going to put all of my sauces into my Notique big lunch bag so that it can travel with me. And that's a hint to Notistas that your Notique lunch bag works. Sometimes I travel 8 hours, 10 hours, and my lunch bag holds everything together. So I'm excited about that, because I have planned everything, outfit planning, meal planning, luggage planning, product planning, all of that. I'm not kidding.
Ready.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, planning all the things. I'm just so excited. And we get to have you not only on the main stage, but also at Shop Summit. So super excited about that. What can we expect from your sessions for both of those?
A lot of realness and authenticity. The people who know me know that I keep it real. And I'm looking forward to share a deeper side of my story and with hopes of helping someone. I want to say first, just thank you to everyone, which is all of you, that just kept telling Go Wild, we want VJ. It was overwhelming. Yeah. Go Wild told me that, like, oh my gosh, the overwhelming response. So thank you to all of you that just said, we want to see VJ on stage. So my way of saying thank you is to bring the totality of me and me, my story, in hopes of inspiring you to find your place in your journey, because we're all different, right? We're all different. But one thing that unites us is we're planners. We've got ambitions and we've got dreams, we've got hopes and aspirations. And I'm hoping that my story can inspire you. So for Shop Summit, I'm super excited about Shop Summit because I feel like business is one of my life calling.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to real business strategies. Let's be real. A lot of people are struggling in business right now. I think if you're in business, which is all of us, we've seen some dramatic changes, right?
Yes.
In the economy. And so Shop Summit is definitely for all of us that want to take, how do we navigate all of this? How am I able to stay alive and keep my business and my dream alive? And what do I need to do? So you'll be hearing from me just real hands through what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. It's boutique, not textbook stuff, but real stuff, real tangible strategies. I'm very excited. I don't know, have you all seen my title yet? Did they share my title yet? Is it in the app or something? Do you know?
For Shop Summit? It might be. We can check real quick for the main stage of Shop Summit.
For both. Yeah. It would be nice to share with people just so that those who have not registered to go register for Shop Summit.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
It's definitely not.
And you know what? I think you brought up something really important too, VJ, because I feel like there's so much, like we see so much about how to start a business and I don't hear a ton about how to keep that business alive and how to keep it going. And that's one of the things in this economy. Exactly. And I think that's one of the amazing things about Shop Summit is you're getting that real life, real world information, not all the frilly, oh, it's so amazing to be a business owner, like the real
LLC. Not how to start an LLC.
Google is your
tangible
friend,
things.
Guys.
Yes. I love this title, Grow with Grace, Meaningful Strategies for Business Growth. Like it's just, it speaks, VJ. It just speaks you. I love it.
And how to grow in a tough economy is just, I mean, that's just, I know you're going to be dropping so many just invaluable gems that people just really need to hear. So I'm excited. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. So do you have any advice for business owners who might be attending Go Wild for the first time and they kind of see it as a networking opportunity, or what do you think?
Yes, This is the way I'm coming to Go Wild. Oh, this is the way I came last year. This is the way I'm coming again. I'm coming with a big heart to learn. I'm coming with a heart to, I'm not coming there to come take. I'm coming there to come engage in a meaningful way so that when I'm leaving, I would leave with some form of blueprint on what to do next, which is, it could be how to connect better with people. It could be what I need to do in my small business. It could be how the market works, what people care about in the planner industry, what to stay away from, what to maybe pursue. And I'm coming there to come learn. I think that's my heart, to come learn rather than coming there to come just take. You know, I think many times when we come to all these conferences, people are looking forward to what they can take. Don't come to take. Come to learn. Come to give as well. And I think that's something else I'm coming to do. Coming to give my time, undivided attention, hugs. I'm coming to give love. I'm coming to come allow people feel seen and inspire them that, hey, you know, I can be this or I can be that. I'm bringing a lot of possibility in my heart and that I hope to sprinkle and share with everyone. So come with something. You may not have a lot of maybe fund allocations because, you know, let's be real, Go Wild is an investment. So at this point, you're just thinking, I'm bringing my sardines and my bread. And that's okay. I'm doing that too, right?
Right.
But just come to say, you know what? I'm going to leave Go Wild with some meaningful connections, not because I want to sell my business or sell myself, but meaningful connections that I hope to foster over the years.
Yes.
That's what I think is the heart of Go Wild. So I have a few other brands on my list that I just really would love to hug, love on, celebrate, and see what can I do to serve you and serve your community. Because sometimes, you know, we all wonder, oh, you know, you see people and you're like, I don't know if I should talk to them. I don't know if they'll say hello to me. And I don't know if they're going to snob me. And you're thinking, let me just mind my business and all of that. And maybe I shouldn't say hi. I don't know if she'll say hi back or no. That's normal. However, why don't you be the one that's in the hallway saying, hello, how are you? You know, why don't you be that person? So that's something, you bring your joy, you bring your life, you bring your positivity, you bring your thoughts, you bring that that you're afraid somebody else may not bring. You bring that to Go Wild. And I think that's the mindset I'm doing. I'm bringing that and I'm hoping to give as much as I can.
That's such an amazing perspective. Oh my gosh. Like, exactly. While we're over here making a million Amazon orders to bring this, bring that, bring your joy. Bring your joy to Go Wild. You will have the best time. That is so real.
Yes.
I just love that so much. And just changing your perspective on it, not only for business owners, but just as an attendee, you bring in your spirit and your love, and you're going to leave feeling so much whole.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. Like you said, that's that's where the heart is, where it comes from, Go Wild. I just love that. Yes. Okay. Can we get any hints about your sponsored table?
Oh my God.
I do. Well, I will tell you something. There will be fighting for the boutique tables because, look, I'm not
here.
Look, I was looking at the boxes we're bringing. Are first of all, I think I humbly say, Nautique, one of our heart whenever we go out is to bring the most value that an attendee can experience. Right? We're very big on experience, and so the things that we're bringing are some people are just going to be crying. I'm just saying it in advance because some people are going to wish they were at the Nautique table because we're not bringing what you're used to. We're bringing what you would love to purchase for yourself, but maybe never really thought about it, or you're like, oh, I don't have the budget. So we're bringing some high quality, high value items. And I can only give you a hint that it's definitely more than two tables. Definitely more than two tables.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm about to cry right now. I'm so excited.
I mean, even just purchasing from Nautique is an experience. So if you haven't purchased from Nautique, I don't know how y'all listen to the show and haven't purchased from Nautique, but if you haven't, please, it's like it's an investment into you, and you get that full experience of just luxury. And if it's like a planner cover, like you feel like you can take on the world, just opening up that package. So y'all better get ready for these tables. Yay.
Stay ready. And you know, everybody always says there are no bad tables that Go Wild, which I totally agree with. But y'all gonna be mad at me at the
Nautique
table, so get there, okay?
I'm just saying.
You lose, okay? But there are no bad tables, and you're gonna be happy no matter where you sit. But in our professional opinion, as three timers at Go Wild, you just can't beat the Nautique table. I'm sorry,
you cannot.
I love it. I'm so excited. So, VJ, what do you have coming to Notique this year? Can you give us any hints about what else we're going to see from you guys?
Okay. So, let me think. What else? I think one is I noticed that I've never really, well, I have. I'm a storyteller. I tell a lot of stories. I share a lot of my stories in my writing with Elegant Secrets and all, which is my newsletter, my weekly newsletter. However, this year, I'm hoping we've already started rolling out. You may have been paying attention. There've been some really strong strategic releases that we've done. We introduced the loyalty program because Notique turns 5 this year. So that's a major milestone
for us. Yes.
Can you believe it? It felt like yesterday, right? It feels like it was just yesterday.
Always. Time goes by so fast.
So we've released some key business relationship fostering, let's see, milestones. So we've reached those milestones. And so we wish to take the Notique Notista relationship to the next level. There's a big project that we're working on now. I can't say too much about it. You know us, we don't talk, we just do. We just
move the silence.
You let the experience that you give people speak for itself.
Yes, okay? And it does yes. Every time.
So there's something, we did a pilot of this project maybe a couple of years ago. So we are looking forward to releasing that shortly, very shortly. And then in terms of product, I have a roadmap of several different things. I want to continue to bring more meaningful daily products that truly help to elevate that Notista's or anyone really, anyone's personal and professional image. So we noticed for Notique, many people choose Notique because of the way it makes them feel. It makes them feel put together. If you listen to what Myra said just a few minutes ago, I was like, oh my gosh, like that's exactly what it is. You hold a Notique and you feel like, you know what? You see yourself in a different way. Mm-hmm, so my story is the story of overcoming low self-esteem. And I truly desire to help more people achieve that and see this confident side of themselves and see themselves in bigger places that they wouldn't imagine or they never imagined. And so I'm hoping to bring more products that align with that, more empowerment, more educational products that help people just really elevate their self-esteem and growing their professional lives. Because let's be real, Megan Meyer, we all need money, okay? Yes, well, trust me, I'm raising my hand.
Hello, somebody.
My legs, we all want to elevate our careers, our businesses, and the world is moving away from just fluff now. People don't want fluff anymore. Yeah. People want the real deal. People don't want to waste their money. And Notique has always been about value. What sort of value can we bring?
Yes.
And we stay away from trends and everyone. We stay away from what everybody's doing. We are very careful to stay away from that. And that's because we've been building on, when someone comes to Notique, we want them to feel like this brand gets me. This brand is here to help me. So the products that we're going to be releasing more of will highlight that. And how can we help you tangibly trace your next bold move, your next level of success to the products that we bring, where it's not just about inserts. It's not just about a dashboard. It's not just about a planner. It's really about how is this planner helping me, which is the original intent of the planner.
Yes.
To truly help you, right? So aesthetics are great, but at the end of the day, people want to be able to put food on their table. People want to be able to start a business or grow a business and all of that. So we are owning who we are. I think that's the best way. Notique is really about empowerment, truly. And we truly want to take that message of empowerment to the next level in everything, in experience, in product, in everything, right? Mm-hmm. In everything. So that's what it is. I know I have not told you tangibly what that is. I will say that's part of it too, is I have discovered as an individual works for me. I'm not a bragger. I tried. It doesn't work for me. Moving thoughtfully, meaningfully works for me. And I've learned to own it, and I want to continue to own it, and I want to model it to others that just because Meg said, oh gosh, she just bought a jet, I don't have to say, I have a jet too. I can celebrate Meg and her jet and go back home in my car and be okay, right? That's perfectly fine, right? So please allow me to not spill by just being honest that, hey, this is what works for me. But do know that more value, more attentive value that will elevate your personal and professional image is what Nautique is about. And we're going to take it up even more.
Yes.
And I will say one of our struggles as a brand has been awareness. We noticed that even though we do bring a lot of value, not a lot of people do know Nautique because we're young. We're very much a young brand, and we hope to cure that challenge by maybe collaboration. So we're looking to collaborate with a couple of other brands where our product complements theirs or vice versa.
Yes, I think that's amazing.
So we're going to be doing that. I have a few people on my dream list that I'm going to be speaking with at Go Wild. And so, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
Go Wild is literally where the magic happens.
Literally.
I know it's going to be something magical happening.
It's going to be amazing. And we trust you. We know that you don't have to tell us. You can tell us off air, but you don't have to tell them. We know something amazing is coming.
Yes. I mean, and even hearing that, like, I'm just excited to see what the future is for Nautique and how, you know, it could just continue to elevate more and more lives. Like, it's such an amazing journey to witness, for sure.
It is. And I'm so pumped to see you on that Go Wild stage in just a few days, because I feel like you just exude this like elegant, graceful, humble, kind spirit. And I know that we're all going to be able to leave your session with our cups just so full and feeling like we can conquer the world, but we need to go buy a Nautique first. We can help ourselves get it together. I cannot wait, BJ. I'm so excited.
I am as well. Did you see my title for Friday? Did they share it on the app?
Yeah, they should have if they share the Shop Summit one. Here it is. It's building an elegant personal image.
Oh,
yeah. I'm excited.
I'm so excited, guys. Make sure you have your notebooks.
Everybody.
Yes.
I love it.
One of the things I love the most about you, BJ, I feel like you just give such like tangible real world advice that people can apply to anything. Like, even if you aren't a business owner, like, I know you're going to drop some gems that everybody's going to be able to apply to their daily lives. And I'm so excited to hug you and be there with you. And guys, y'all are going to be so pumped when you see BJ just walking around, Go Wild like a freaking queen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just going to feel elegant. As soon as she walks in the room, you're going to be like, why does it feel elegant in here all of a sudden?
And thank you all for allowing me to be that way. Last year, oh my gosh, I was like, but this is me, and I'm gonna show up in my lovely dresses, and I wonder if they will take me as I am. And Go Wild was like, yes, come on in, welcome.
Literally, we loved it. We ate it up. We cannot wait. Thank you so much again, BJ. Why don't you let our listeners know where to find you if they don't already know that for some crazy reason? Let them know where to find you.
So first, before I share where you may find me, I want to say thank you for just listening to me and my cousins. And I'm so grateful. I can't wait. Please come find me at Go Wild. I would love to give you a hug. If you allow me to give you a big kiss, I would totally give you a big kiss as well. And let's just when we are at Go Wild, when you're with me, let's go sprinkle some elegance everywhere that we are. And you may find me at on Instagram at Notique Brand. You may also find me on my home, notique.com, N-O-T-I-Q.com. I'm looking forward to loving on you. Thank you for having me. Cousins, of course, love you loads.
Thank you so much. We love you so much. And I don't know if you saw on the app, but we're actually having a Beyonce Cowboy Carter listening party on Friday. And the Beyonce of the planner community needs to be there. So you pulling up or what?
I can't keep up with my cousins. I can't.
We'll send you the info.
So, here's the thing though. This year, I don't want my cousins to lose their voices. No voice losing.
I'm not losing my voice.
We got mics.
A lot of water. A lot of water.
I've been popping my emergency gummies in preparation. I got some throat spray. I got my tea on deck. I'm ready.
So y'all here, y'all prepare and plan for everything.
No. Let me show you. Look, this is look at my Go Wild Week. I side punched it so that it fits inside of my planner this way.
Oh my God.
Open it. I mean, we take this thing seriously. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I love it.
Yes. Like all times, everything. Are you kidding?
That's amazing. I expect nothing less.
Yes.
I expect nothing less. Prepared as always. Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with the rest of the episode. All right, y'all. So we are back and we are here with the amazing Bonnie Cool from Archer and Olive. Bonnie, how are you?
I am so great. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're excited to have you and to get these questions answered. And get everybody pumped for Go Wild.
Yes.
I know. It's going to be such a good time. I'm like really excited it's in Dallas this year because I can just drive and have like a nice long listen to an audiobook. It's not 4 hours, but I get a nice audiobook or maybe a pep talk, like a seminar.
There we go.
Talk all the way.
Or you can listen to us. You can listen, put on a couple episodes of Planners and Wine. And you'll be there.
Like 1,000%. That's what I'm going to do now. Get ready.
I love it. So, Bonnie, last year was your first Go Wild, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what did you think about last year's Go Wild?
Okay. I was blown away by the community of people that are attending Go Wild. Like, sincerely, people are there for you. If there's a lot of people, you know, that deal with things like anxiety or overstimulation and crowds like that. Yeah. And I thought it was so cool that there are just like literally people there that are like, I get it. If you need me to sit with you, I'll sit with you in silence. If you need like a friend, like come sit at our table. So that just like blew me away because I haven't seen that in too many other communities.
I totally agree. So what are you most excited about for this year's Go Wild?
I had this whole list of things that I'm so excited about, but I think the opportunity to just speak on the same stage as Martha Stewart is going to be super cool. I'll be talking a little bit about the brand story during my session. So getting to maybe share that with others and hopefully connect with people who might be going through like similar struggles. Probably some of, oh, and seeing old friends, like really excited for those.
I agree. I feel like going to Go Wild, it feels like a family reunion. And it's like, and a big part of it is meeting some people that you've never even met in person before.
Yeah.
But you've talked to them so much online and connected with them so many times. It feels like it's somebody that you've been around like all your life. Like that's such a special thing that just happens at Go Wild for some reason.
It totally does. And it's such a strange phenomenon because we are talking to a lot of these people for years via Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so all I see is their little like picture profile. And then seeing them in person, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're a whole three-dimensional.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you're real.
Yeah.
I love that. Love that about Wild. It's just always funny to realize like, oh, I haven't met this person in real life. It's crazy to have that moment. Bonnie, what could we expect from the Archer and Olive welcome party this year?
Oh my goodness. Okay, first of all, the Team Ica Wild has done a really amazing job of making sure that is special. So everything cool
Yes.
you see, I can't take credit for as much as they have made that process so much fun. And all they say is like, okay, which fun event or which fun event would you rather have? And it's been an entire joy. But there are going to be some performances that I hope will blow people away. I can't wait. There's going to be, I wanted to make sure there's I know a lot of people are not drinking, and including myself, you know, I really try not to too much these days. So there's going to be options for those people.
Good.
There is going to be, I think they've announced this, so I think it's safe to say now they are going to have dueling pianos slash
Yes.
okay, slash karaoke, which I am thrilled about because the karaoke last year was a blast.
So
Yeah,
fun.
so fun.
It's so fun. For
Yeah.
anybody who hasn't been to Go Wild before, if you're listening to this, like the welcome party is just the perfect introduction to the weekend. And I just love the new elements that we're gonna have to it this year. It's gonna be so fun.
It
For
was such
sure.
a blast. It was such a blast. Everybody, the closeness you got, like again, like I was mentioning, like that's kind of where I see people that I'm like, I think I recognize this person from their little profile picture. And so you feel a little less nervous to say, oh, are you so and so?
That's so
And it
true.
really does kick the weekend off.
Yeah, it
Yes.
does. It's gonna be a blast. So, do you have your like go-to favorite karaoke song, or are you more of a I'm gonna watch y'all and I'm gonna cheer y'all on, but I'm not getting up on that stage like I am?
I love karaoke in a small group. I'm a little bit nervous to do in
There
front
we
of people I
go.
don't know.
I'm with you.
But yes. It one year, one of my goals was to learn like a karaoke song and learn it well because my whole life I've been really terrible at singing. So I learned 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies, which is the one that goes like really fast, like break a thicka picka like a sticky naked. So I was like, so I dedicated all year of my life to learning this song, and I've never actually performed it during karaoke.
Well, I know what I'm gonna request.
No. And now that I say that, absolutely not.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Myra is our resident karaoke queen. She will get up on stage in front of a million people and just kill it.
What is
Kill
your
it.
karaoke song? I gotta
I don't
know.
have a favorite. I think it's rap. Anything rapping. Could
Yeah,
you
I
pick a
like,
few rap
yeah.
songs?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is so difficult.
I know,
is
right?
hard. It is hard, but it's fun. I think
Is fun.
just kind of letting loose and wild is that perfect place because it feels safe. You
It
know, it
does.
feels safe to just kind of let loose and you're just hanging out with your friends. But I do agree. I do like karaoke a lot more and with a small intimate group. Like a little karaoke room. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a lot more intimate and fun.
Totally
Yeah.
agree. Totally
Yeah.
agree. But yeah, I definitely think that the welcome party, if you're somebody who's kind of looking for the opportunity to like put yourself out there, then that's the perfect place to do that because everybody is just so, I just love the way the crowd just cheers everybody on and is excited and is singing the songs with people. Like it just feels so good.
Yeah, that's
I really
absolutely
miss.
true. Like, you can be terrible at karaoke, and people are like, yes, get
We like it more. We like it more if
it's almost more
you're a
fun.
little terrible. Okay. Don't get up there and Beyonce out and then somebody gotta go after you. We don't wanna get there. That's
I know, nobody, yeah, for sincerely. Please do not.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So Bunny, your session will be creativity for mental wellness. Can you give us any hints about your session? And also, I love what you said earlier about being someone who, you know, has anxiety and having to be around like such big crowds, like, do you have any advice for, you know, people who might be attending Go Wild for the first time who might be experiencing that also?
Well, yes, and I actually am even going to talk about this in my class. So if you're kind of someone that does struggle with anxiety or overstimulation, one of the things that is really important, and again, I'll mention it in the class, is to just give yourself permission to take a break and don't feel like you have to do every single thing. I know I will sit in my room at some points when there is fun going on, and it does give you that FOMO, you know, you want to be there. Mm. But it is okay to take however long you need, an hour, just take it to yourself and go sit in a quiet place, because that's going to make you enjoy all the other times so much more.
Yeah.
Totally. As far as like, I absolutely have, it's something I have to give myself. As far as the session goes, we are going to be, well, first of all, everybody's going to be getting some really great freebies from Archer and Olive. So, so go just for that. And you can tune me out if you want to. Bug yourself the freebies. And we're going to be putting together like an accordion book. But really, it's freestyle. Make it how you want. And I'll be showing some techniques. And these techniques in particular are really great for people struggling with anxiety, well, all kinds of just regular stress as well.
I love it. And I think you guys put a preview of it on your Instagram page, correct?
Yes.
Make sure y'all are following Archer and Olive on Instagram. That is so cute. I know mine is not going to be nearly as cute as that, but I'm going to make it my own.
Exactly. Make it your own. I use it for taking notes. I had the idea of putting places where you can put your photographs, and when you get home, it's kind of a little scrapbook for your Go Wild memories.
I love it.
I love it as well. Oh, I can put it in my Go Wild notebook.
Yes.
She's so excited about this Go Wild notebook.
I'm so excited. All the little things I get to add into there. I love it. And just have it all in one place. I'm so excited for it. So I think you touched a little bit about like advice you'll give attendees for their experience. So let's jump into like, what does Archer and Olive have coming this year? Mm-hmm. What you're able to share.
Oh, wow. And we spend so much time talking about this as a team, because we want to make sure that the customers, of course, are always feeling happy. Well, this year has been like a really great, great year for us in terms of launches. People have been loving some of the new ideas we've been putting out there, and it has been fun to design and talk through. So, of course, we have summer coming up, but one of the things that feels really important, and we had just sent out the customer survey to say, what would you like to see back? Nice. What would you like to see us change? And a lot of people are like asking if we can do things like restocks more often, so that they don't feel that stress of like, oh, it's going to sell out and I'm never going to be able to get it again, which is never our intention.
Right.
So we are going to be doing a lot of restocks for a lot of these popular notebooks, and those will be coming pretty soon. Yeah. And hopefully that kind of alleviates some of that stress people are feeling.
Right? Yeah. I remember that Halloween launch. Oh,
I know. My goodness.
It was like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, right.
I felt so terrible.
There's so much cool stuff in that release too, though.
So good.
I'm realizing, because you know, we're kind of a newbie company. If you think about it, we've been around for maybe 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so every year is a learning experience, but really we've been doing the Halloween collection for maybe 3 years. And so the first year we thought maybe it's a fluke, it's so successful. That second year, it's like, okay, we got to start ordering more. So last year we ordered a lot more. Gone. I guess it was just too gone. We are ordering now, and we're like, it gives me some anxiety to see like the amount of stuff we're ordering, because it's seasonal and you don't want to have it on the other shelves. But I'm like, you know what? I can't have that sell out again for customers. They have to be able to, to get it.
Right. Especially since you have customers all over the world in different time zones. Like, I saw that was kind of a thing too. So it's like, y'all are always trying to figure out like the perfect time to release stuff so that people don't miss out. We know y'all trying. And I think that like doing like the pre-orders and stuff has definitely helped a lot. And then just knowing that your faves are coming back, like you'll get the opportunity to
always
get it again. That's good.
Always. And it might take a few months, and that's of course not fun. You want it when the excitement's happening, but it does like reduce that panic sense of need to buy. There's also a really great thing for international customers coming, which is we had opened up international wholesale again. So there have been some shops. Yes, their stuff has shipped. They'll be getting in their items really soon. And then eventually we'll be on the same schedule where they'll be able to release like within the same week or month that we release our seasonal collections. And so
that's amazing.
Yes, they don't have to pay the shipping cost. They can just order from their favorite local store.
I love that.
That's perfect.
I love that. Yeah. And that's a way that they'll be able to support their local stores too while supporting Archer and Olive. I love it.
Yes, exactly.
That's so good. I'm so excited. And you know what? Last question, since we're talking about all these products and stuff, you have any hints for what your sponsor tables are going to be like? We asked VJ, so we have to ask you too. Like,
I'm going to go sit at VJ's table literally because her stuff is so gorgeous.
So good.
We have these totes that we sell, which are the vegan leather, but there's a super nice one and we've never discounted them before. So we are going to be giving, we have five tables. We are going to be giving a tote bag, which they're very huge, full of goodies. There's journals, there's stickers, there's washi. I know there's pins. I wanted to go all out.
And you know what? Me and Myra and our friend group, who we've already talked about this, we're like, y'all, we need to divide and conquer. We need a couple people sitting in Arch Novel, and then we're going to come together. We're going to see who want what, because how do you choose? How do you commit?
That's so true, because like you might want the tape from VJ's table over here, but you might want the notebook from Arch and Olive's table over here. Yeah, so, oh man, I haven't decided. I don't want my team to sit at the Archer and Olive table because they already could have that stuff.
Right. That's so true.
They need to go see some cool brands, support some other brands.
And you might find some shops that y'all want to do collabs with in the future, who y'all can start a relationship with. You just never know. That's what I feel like. That truly, there are no bad tables at Go Wild. And absolutely. I love having the opportunity to discover like new shops that I've never shopped with before and check them out and support them. It's a really, really great opportunity.
For sure.
That is probably like my favorite thing, is sitting at like the small business tables. Maybe they could only afford to do like one this year, but it is like they are going to pour so much love into that.
Absolutely.
So much. Oh my gosh. Yes, well, Bunny, we are so excited to be with you in Texas later on this week and to see you in person again and give you a big hug. If people don't already know, please let them know where they can find you.
Okay, so archerandolive.com, of course. Our Instagram is just at Archer and Olive. We have started doing TikTok this year, which I think is also just Archer and Olive. So, and our YouTube channel has really been growing, but that is where you're going to find tutorials about how to work with the product, or if you're wanting to get into more creativity, YouTube is a really great place to search for us.
Love it. Thank you so much again, Bunny. Guys, we will see y'all at Go Wild, hopefully. Myra, do you have anything else for the people?
No, I'm just excited for Go Wild. Hopefully, this is out a few days before the start of the event. So hopefully y'all listening to this are so excited to hear Bonnie and hear VJ on stage. Yes. I know I'm pumped. I'm so ready. So if you are going, say hey. And if not, So we'll be sending you all the wild love from Dallas for sure. So, yeah, I'm just excited. I cannot believe we're this close.
Yes. Yes. I'll see everybody who goes there. Please come find me and say hi and say you heard me on Planners and Wine and all.
Yes.
That'll make my day.
Yes. Bye, guys. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.